Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. It's a great privilege for me to share God's Word and spend these few moments with you. I was recently meditating on Psalm 59, and then as I began to look at it, we see that David was being pursued by Saul, and he was doing everything to destroy this young man. I have also a Rhesus Chronological Bible, which gave me a little bit more information. At this time, Saul is 70 years old, and David is 20 years old. And we can see the relationship David had with God, and also how Saul had drifted away. And as David was being pursued, he is afraid, but he knows how to call upon God. And that is the secret. And another place in Psalm 56, verse 3, what time am I afraid, I will trust in thee. So let us go to the Lord when we are in need. And you can go to him anytime, 24 hours. And in this psalm, if you have time, read it in the regular Bible and also read it in some of the modern translations. And you will see the pulse and the heart of David. And the greatest thing which really blessed me was he did not focus on the man who was creating the problem, but he went to the God who is able to solve it and much more than anybody else. And then so Psalm 59, 16 and 17, he said, I will sing, but I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, will I sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy. What blessed me was here as a 20-year-old young man, he knew where to go and to find the source of strength, and also a reflection of a home where he might have heard the word of God and taught how to meditate. That is why he had the boldness even to face Goliath. And here, as he was facing another major problem at such a young age, he said, I'm going to look up to God. And so he says, I'll sing of your power, what you have done, and recollecting and remembering. And that's very vital, always to remember what God has done and what God is able to do, and that we look to him. In Psalm 34, 5, it says, they looked unto him. They were not ashamed, but their faces were radiant. He remembers God's mercy, remembers God's strength, remembers God's presence, remembers God's power. And he said, I can find refuge in him. And he also recognized that my strength comes from God, and I will sing praises. And so through this, he was able to come victorious. He doesn't name his enemies, but he says, I know who will deliver me, who will give me the strength. So let us look to the Lord, willing to forgive, but looking up to God. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, invite him into your personal life. You will see the change. And it's not too late. You can begin today. You have drifted away from God. Come back to him. He's got an unlocked door, Hebrews 4:16. And look to him again, and he will press the refresh button, and you can restart. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.